Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author, best-selling Dr. Author Tony Lodge. Award-winning Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Thank you very much.
Because you are the winner of the Good Reading.
That's exactly it.
Good Readings Awards 2024.
Yep.
Winner.
Wow.
I voted.
It's a privilege. Is it? Did you?
Yeah. Can you vote in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So we're calling Rani, and I just want the record to show that I'm not saying Bris Vegas. She has said, I'm from Bris Vegas.
I was literally about to go, Viva Bris Vegas. So we all can join in.
Yep.
It really is the Vegas of Australia. What happens in Brisbane stays in fucking Brisbane.
Have you been to Brisbane?
I have.
Yeah.
Fortitude Valley.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ronnie.
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're good. We were just talking about I've been to Brisbane, Ronnie. Sorry to brag. Yes. Fortitude Valley I've been, which is a pretty cool area.
Lovely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful this time of year. And by this time of year, I mean at 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning when you're falling off your face into a kebab.
Yes. I've seen that happen.
Yes.
I've done it.
We were just saying about Bris Vegas being not God's country, but the Vegas
of Australia. It's the Vegas of Australia.
Oh, absolutely. I agree, yes.
I don't want to spoil steal your punchline here, Rani, but what have you done? Because you've done with your job, a full-time medical research scientist for the past 5 years, but what have you decided to do recently? Yes.
I decided to start a fucking blog, and I am enrolled and currently in my master's of teaching to become a primary school teacher.
Wow. Hell yeah. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, that's massive. What a pivot.
Yeah.
Pivot.
I know.
Ronnie, will you approve today's episode?
I absolutely approve the episode.
Yay.
Hi, my name's Ronnie. I'm from Bris Vegas, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, I need some advice concerning...
Mate, you've come to the right place.
Thank you. I want you to think about your childhood home.
Oh, that's nice.
I want everyone to think about their childhood home. And I think I've got a question. It's a common question, but we'll get to that soon.
Common question.
First, form chat. Can you just remind us why you're called Dr. Tony Lodge?
Oh my God, from the archives.
Yeah.
So when I was signing up for Mile One,
yeah,
you know, the
department store here in Australia,
a loyalty program,
yeah,
they had like a drop down menu on the website,
yep,
and it was like Mr., Mrs., Miss., Doctor.
Yep.
And I've gone to click miss and it's, you know how sometimes after you've scrolled in a drop down menu, if you click down or scroll with your mouse, it like goes to the next thing.
Yep.
I think I must have done that because when my Maya 1 card arrived in the mail, it wasn't addressed to Miss Tony Lodge. It was addressed to Dr. Tony Lodge.
So it was an accident on your behalf.
A complete accident because I was like,
Tony abides by the rules.
I would never do
that.
You
would never do that.
But also, I mean, like, why is it so easy to just call yourself a doctor? I could walk in and do surgery, just flash my Maya 1 card
I don't actually think at a hospital they check your Maya 1 card before surgery.
Imagine if I was like, oh, I don't have my doctor's license with me. Like, will you accept this? And like, they would look at me and go, you've got glasses? Of course, you're a doctor.
But I don't think you just rock up to a hospital and go, many surgeries today, I'll take on a few. Like, I'm guessing there's some sort of roster, some sort of interview process, maybe a resume or two. But I would know because I'm not a doctor.
Exactly. And like, so you've got to take my word for it because I am a doctor.
Once I was filling out, Bridget was in hospital.
Yeah.
And I was a like carer, next of kin or, you know, just filling next out the form. Kin. Who's brought you in?
Carer is not the right word.
I'm all care of the day. Like, I'm, you know, if there's something, call this number. Well, next of kin, isn't that when they like die?
No.
Anyway.
No, next of kin is just like the person.
Emergency contact.
Yeah.
And it said.
Sorry, do you remember the first time that like Bridget ever listed you as an emergency listed her? I remember the first time Torbs ever put me as
was
like
it a special moment.
It was.
So,
and I was like, oh, what did you write down? And he said partner.
So it says, what's your relation? And Torbs writes partner. Yeah. So on a form in a hospital in Stawell, I wrote lover. And Bridget didn't like that.
Oh, and that is sickening.
And I said, are you not my lover? And she said, not today with that attitude.
The word lover. Yeah. Oh, that
I liked
is...
it. I submitted to the form. I think there's a video of it online from deep, deep in the archives.
That's fuck.
But some TAFAs have sent through their I filled out the form wrong stories.
Form chat.
Yeah. So there's some lovers, there's some doctors, a lot going on.
Okay.
Starting with one that happened last week over Easter. I'm not sure if anyone else saw this in the news. The Orkney Island of Sanday has one local shop. It's just one little island and it's got one little local shop. And for Easter, the shop was like, oh, let's order 80 Easter eggs because if people come to the shop and want to buy Easter eggs, then we've got some there.
80. What an odd number. Is there only 80 people that live there?
The population is 490.
Oh, fuck off. I need 80 just for me.
Well, maybe you're in luck because unfortunately, instead of ordering 80 Easter eggs, they ordered 80 cases of Easter eggs, which ended up being more Easter eggs than people on the island. And to get it to the island is like this huge logistical nightmare. And they're like, oh, yeah, 80, that's what, a couple of boxes worth? Yeah, all good.
80 feels like a very specific number of Easter eggs to order. So 80 cases sounds like, it make like that fuck up makes sense.
But I reckon
not 80 single individual Easter eggs.
In 2022, they bought 100, couldn't sell them all. 2023 ordered 50. Oh, where's the Easter eggs? Oh, we sold out. 80. 80 is the number.
That's really funny what you've just done with the years as well. That like as if they'd worked it out over 3 years. It's very, very funny. That's very funny. The quick two, very good.
I actually passed my managerial economics exam. I don't know if anyone heard.
That was like storytelling gold. That was very good.
Ross works in a kitchen. Hi, and Ross. Had to order 3 tins of chickpeas.
3 tins of what are you doing? That only takes 3 tins of chickpeas in a fucking kitchen.
But aren't chickpeas can be more of like a garnish or a little bit of, like you use it to whip up a little bit of hummus on the side. It's not like a main dish. It's not like you're having roasted chickpea for dinner.
I mean, that is a thing, like a chickpea like soup or stew or curry or something. But like 3 tins of chickpeas just sounds like such a random amount to need.
Well, it wasn't an issue anyway.
Oh.
Because instead of the regular van turning up, these massive trucks turn up to the restaurant. It turns out he ordered 3 pallets of chickpeas.
But they don't go off.
They're in the tin. But a pallet is what? Meter and a half by meter and a half, then stacked up like a meter and a half high.
Can you return them? Like, can you go, oh, well, I've made a little mistake. I didn't say 3 ton. I said 3 tins.
Here's where, and I think the island and the Easter eggs and also Ross in the kitchen.
Easter Island.
Here's where they've all fucked up.
Yeah.
Surely when you go, can I get 3 tins of chickpeas? And they go, yeah, that'll be $4,000.
Great fucking point.
You go,
well, it's not really adding up. Yeah. You go, fuck, there must be golden chickpeas.
80 Easter eggs. Yeah, that'll be $5,000. And you go, is it? Because that kind of feels like the price of a lot fucking more.
That sounds like that might be what 80 cases costs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 3, like a tin of chickpeas at Coles is like 89 cents. You would notice the difference between 3.50
and That's what I mean. Now, what would you be more mad at, Tony? And goes back through the TARP anthropology, if you will.
Yeah. Sorry, I've just done a little bloody jeers over you saying that.
Would you be more mad if I rocked up to your house and delivered a deep fryer? Because I threatened it many times.
And I've said no. I've told you.
That's option A. Option B, I do in fact crane in the ride-on mower for your little courtyard. The mower, this would be mowing Tony's lawn on a big ride-on tractor mower. Cool.
Yeah. And then it would be parked at the other end. What a nightmare.
Well, then next month then you just back it up.
Every weekend I just go forward or back.
Yeah.
I
rock up with 3 pallets of chickpeas and leave them on your doorstep.
Definitely not the chickpeas.
Okay.
I think I'd have to take the deep fryer.
Yeah. Okay. So you're pro deep fryer.
I think I'd have to take the deep fryer because the other two just sound like logistical nightmares. At least a deep fryer.
Yeah.
I could just pop in the bottom of the cupboard and hope that I never got it out and accidentally filled it with oil and accidentally put a Mars bar in there.
Accidentally, I dropped this Mars bar.
And it was covered in batter accidentally. How good's a fucking deep fried Mars bar though? Have you ever had one from the fish and chip shop?
Nah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What's the difference between a deep fried Mars bar and a chickpea?
I don't know.
You guys already know the answer? I've never had a deep fried Mars bar on my face.
Wait.
I think that's the first joke I ever heard.
What?
That chickpea joke, yeah.
My first joke that I ever did was knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
These jokes are. Who's there?
Oh, sorry.
What has just happened?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there's a plane just landed. Oh, that must be the 1110 from Brisbane.
Oh, you'll have to speak up. I'm having trouble hearing you.
That's not even a joke. It's not even a joke. Tony has lost it.
And I told my brother that joke and I got to like three knock knocks and he said, Tony, I fucking had it with you and your fucking knock knock jokes. And I went, and my mum yelled at him.
I think you say your mum came in and yelled at you and be like, Tony, stop telling that shit fucking joke.
She was like, Jamie Bryan Lodge, she was trying to share a joke with you.
And you were like, laughing at her.
Mm-hmm. And he'd had like a hell bad day at work or something.
That's what we say to the 110,000 people in the Tony and Ryan podcast Facebook group.
What?
Tony is telling a joke and you will all laugh.
And you will be quiet while she does it. Sorry, that's fucking, I just went into a different orbit.
We know. We saw it happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the deep fryer, yes. After all that.
Belinda.
Hi, Belinda.
I ordered groceries.
Hello, Belinda.
I ordered groceries online, 10 apples and a packet of Tim Tams.
Oh, fuck. Do you reckon that Belinda was making an apple pie?
Instead, I received one apple and 10 packets of Tim Tams. Best mistake ever.
If they were double coat, yes. They've got to be the blue packet.
You want single coat?
No. I think the double coat tastes better. That's just a little
laugh. You won't single coat Tim Tam, but you won't have a deep fryer.
We're talking about completely different things.
They're both delicious, but they're also very similar.
Very similar.
Hey, this is Ronnie. I'm from Breeze Vegas, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon on this beautiful hump day. Ross Pitblado. Thomas Newen, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Thomas.
Tommy.
Christy Mingo.
Christy.
That sounds a bit like Christian Mingle. Luke, good on you, Luke.
Thanks,
and,
Luke.
And Maddie Carter.
Thanks, Maddie Carter. Appreciate it. Grandma was over the other day and we're chatting about the good old days, you know. And Grandpa, rest in peace, not with us anymore. But he actually built their house in Yarrambat.
Really?
Back in the day. And it was
like, does your grandma still live in it?
No. Because it was like big property, big house, stairs. Like they've downsized and got older and stuff like that.
Was that like for all the kids?
Yeah, when I was real little, all the grandkids were swimming in the pool. There was dams. And I think it was their dream kind of like their kids had grown up and moved out. So they had their little house on this big block of land and it was all them and very private. But
lots of room for grandkids.
Lots of room for grandkids. We were swimming in the dam. We went yabbing as kids. It was great.
That's so fun.
So I think they moved out of that house when I was maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, so little.
And grandma said she always had this dream of having like a bedroom with a mezzanine. As in, so she could walk out of her bedroom and kind of look over the lounge and the rest of the house from this mezzanine.
Like a big loft bedroom kind of thing.
So then they built this house. That was her only request.
Yeah, okay.
And so it had this beautiful big mezzanine. Now, because I was only 4 or 5 years old, my memories of this house are like, this was the biggest house I'd ever seen in my life. But of course, I was tiny.
Yeah.
So in my mind.
And because it's different to your house at home.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Oh, but even like the mezzanine might not have been that high. But in my mind as a four-year-old, it was like four of me.
Yeah.
So when I remember it being four humans up.
Yep.
So it's, and I reckon if I went there, like not that it would be underwhelming, but because I go, oh, it was huge. And grandma goes, oh, it wasn't that big, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I go, oh, yep. It just seemed big to me because I was 4 years old in all my memories.
Yeah.
In all my memories. And then grandma.
Still now. Yeah. In all your memories now.
And then, but it was just like this crate, like because grandpa built it and it was a very unique one-off build, you know, especially when he's building it yourself, you kind of just, you know, cut a few corners and, oh, we want to have this extra thing on here. Oh, I'll just knock it on the end. So it's not just like.
And also when you've got a mate doing it and you're like, oh, yeah, well, he'll be good for that. Yeah.
And so grandma goes, well, why don't you go knock on the door and ask if you can go and have a look? I'm sure that if you said, and I'd hate to make a knock-knock joke at a time like this, so I won't.
You know the day we've had.
If I went up to the door and I was like, knock-knock. Oh, sorry, I have trouble hearing. So grandma says, why don't you just go and knock on the door?
Where's Yarrambat? Did you drive hours to get there? Where is that?
It's out of town a little bit. Yeah. It's not that far from my house, but it's definitely a rural feel, a rural vibe.
Yep.
And
the country like me.
Not at all, no.
Similar to where I live.
But imagine an actual country property.
Where I live.
Say with your house or most other houses. If you knock on the door, you'd be like, oh, who's that? On a big property, it's like, oh, they're not just like to get to the front door, you've driven in the front gate a couple hundred meters up the big driveway. There's no way you could knock on the door and the people in the house have not seen you coming 5 minutes earlier because it's such a big property.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? So it's not like, oh, you knock on the door, oh, good, like just keep walking. Like,
yeah, and there's probably one of those big cattle gates out the front and stuff, so they've heard you coming.
And you're not just like knocking on the door selling stuff because it's so far away from other things.
Yeah.
Like, they probably haven't had anyone knock on the door for years.
Yeah. You know, how crazy. Yeah.
So I go, oh, it's a real commitment to just go and it's on to knock on that door. And then I thought, is that just like a thing in movies?
I was just about to say, I've seen this on films, but I've never heard of someone doing it in real life.
So put aside this country property for a second, just in general.
Fuck no. Fuck no. What, so I let you in and you fucking hit me in the mouth, you tie me up and steal my TV? Fuck off. Are you saying if someone knocked on the door and wanted to come in? Because that is my answer.
No, my question was deep fryer. Did you take it? Yeah, because then my house that I lived in with mum when I was in primary school, like that's just down the corner. And again, I'm like, because I'm like, you know, we always talk about us being on the real estate app.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, I wonder what that actually looks like. I think they've done renovations. I'm curious as fuck. And I'm kind of
how they would change it.
Yeah. And I'm just hoping that they sell it so I can go to the open home. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But even then, like the thought of like, oh, hi, my name's Ryan. I used to live here. Do you mind if I come and have a look? And they'll be like, what?
No, I would never.
So let's flip it.
Okay.
Someone comes to your place, Tony. They knock on your door.
Mm-hmm.
Pippa's there at the door getting all excited because there's a visitor. And they go, oh, hi, ma'am. 15 years ago, I used to live in this house. Do you mind if I come and have a look? Mm-hmm.
That was my answer from before. No fucking way.
Yeah.
So you come in, clonk me on the head with a frying pan and take all my stuff.
How many clonks have you copped with a frying pan over the years? It feels like it's a very everyday occurrence in your mind.
This just feels like asking for trouble. Letting someone into your home, like, that's crazy.
Are there any places from your childhood, whether it be, because if you ever been to like your old primary school after you've left and like just walked through and kind of gone, oh, that's where I had grade one with Mrs. So-and-so. And
I have because.
Well, they got this new playground after I left the motherfuckers. Like,
yeah.
They always get the good shit after you leave.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I think because in Rolleystone where I grew up, the school fair was like a really big moment in the calendar.
For that kind of thing?
Every November, the school fair was on. Yeah. It was like the 15th and 16th of November or around that that weekend of November every year. And everybody in Rolleystone would be there.
Well, that's what I meant. It's your chance to go back and have a squeeze. Yeah.
And so you'd go back to the school fair and you'd be like, oh, like that was like fucking Mr. Borich's room and whatever.
Mr. Borich is really stuck in your mind. Every time there's an example, it's always Mr. Borich. Is that the guy that you called dad or mum?
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's a hottie. He married Caitlin Clough's sister, which is a bit crazy.
Oh my, Caitlin Clough?
Yeah. Clough. Anyway, she, yeah, yeah. So I've done that.
Yeah.
And I've definitely thought, like, wouldn't it be crazy if someone knocked on the door and asked for that? But I don't think I'd be able to say yes if someone, would you?
This is what I'm imagining happening now. Someone goes to the front door of Tony Lodge, knocks on the door, and then Tony just clocks him with a frying pan.
I got you first. I'll clock you before you can clock me.
Fuck you. And they go, oh, I'm just here to try to sell you some cookies for the Girl Scouts. And
Have you heard about the word of our Lord? Would you let someone into your house if they?
I think so. And so I don't think this is the same, but the person that built our house, she's she builds houses. That's what she does. And so a year later, came back to her house and said, oh, can I come and have a look at a few things? I want to measure some stuff because I'm building this other place and just wanted to compare some notes. And we go, yeah, come on over. And she brought some coffee. We broke some bread and like, all good.
That feels a bit different because it was the architect of the house.
Yeah.
I'm talking like a random.
You don't know if she's not capable of hitting someone with a frying pan.
That is true because anyone could.
Yeah.
And that's what we're learning today.
Taylor's her name. She could.
I've seen her with a pan.
Yeah, She's a great architect, but I wouldn't fight her.
No, definitely not. No,
I've seen her work. She's
but like if a random person just knocked on your door and went, I lived here 20 years ago or whatever, I think you'd be like, oh, no thanks.
Wouldn't you be curious? Because I'd kind of be like, what year did you live here? What was the deal? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That was my instant reaction, but I just.
My instant reaction is like stranger danger.
Yeah. But then
anyone can knock on the door and say they lived here in 1995.
Yeah.
Anyone can say that.
Yep.
Like, and make up a story, you know.
Oh, that was my room. Oh, was it? Cool. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just don't think I don't think I could let someone in, and I don't think I would go up to a house and be like, I used to live here. Like, because I think my expectation is like, well, I wouldn't let you in, so I'm not so expecting fair play, you to. Yeah.
So I hadn't thought that they'd said no. For me, it's like interrupting someone in their own house. For me, it's like your own house, especially this, my grandparents' old place. You don't move to this rural estate.
Because you want to make friends.
Or to have people come knocking on your door.
Yeah, totally.
And so as much as I'd like fucking give anything to just like have a stroll through and have a look and see if it's how I remember it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies because I'm not for stranger danger, but just like interrupting someone's day on their own turf.
Okay, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
What if you like wrote a little letter, wrote a little note and you popped it in the letterbox or popped it in the mail or whatever and you said like, hey, like my grandparents used to live here. Like I'd love to come look at the house. If you're not comfortable, just ignore this. No need to respond. But if you wouldn't mind me coming and having a look, like here's my number. Feel free to give me a call and like.
It gives them an easy out to just not respond.
Because they just don't fucking reply.
The last time I wrote a letter saying, hi, I've got a question about my past, I found a birth father.
Well, there you go. And that's super rich.
Yeah, he's fucking loaded. But that actually worked out really well. And it was the same. I was like, oh, I'm in the area. Wasn't.
Yeah.
He was in London.
You're in Melbourne.
Yeah. but that's, yeah, no, that's a good call.
Like, and then they've got an opportunity to just like either not respond or text you and be like, hey.
Appreciate it, but probably not
like,
for us.
Yeah, like, oh, we're not really, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Not really keen, but like.
Do you think it makes a difference? And not the stranger danger, because anyone can say this, but it's not like I used to live there. It's like my grandpa built this place. Does that hit you in the feels a bit harder? It feels
like a really beautiful story.
Yeah.
And like if you were, I'm imagining the people that bought this property off your grandparents are like a little bit older themselves. Well,
I was 4 or 5 years old. They haven't sold it since. They've been there for 30 years.
So they feel like a real sucker for a lovely story because they go, fuck. We've lived here for 30 years. The people before us, like, that's just like, it's a great story, but I reckon if you did a little letter.
Might get it done. Yeah, because do you think
conversely. Because then they can just ignore you or they can call you and go, oh, we'd love to have you around. Yeah. Like,
I'll come around for a cup of tea. It's like, no, a quick look.
Yeah, I'm just having a look. Thank you so much.
I don't know if this is weird to share Adam Sandler story that I saw about him going to his childhood home.
Not weird at all because I just watched Grown Ups the other day.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So Adam Sandler goes back to his childhood home.
I mean, Adam Sandler knocking on your door, you're letting him in.
It's pretty crazy, right?
You know, like.
Yeah, and so.
Yeah, you can come in, but the admission fee is $1 million.
And he'd be like, oh, okay, did you take cash?
I've got that cash. Yeah.
But Adam Sandler, pretty humble beginnings, I think Queens or somewhere in New York.
Yeah.
And he meets this kid and the kid's in his old bedroom because it's like the one at the top of the stairs. And
oh, actually, no, I think I've seen this video.
Yeah, yeah. He's told it on a few stories. Yeah. So forgive me if I'm butchering the Adam Sandler story. but he goes to the kid's like, oh, kid, like, I just want you to know, like, you know, if you don't if you're not that popular at school, you know the story.
Yeah, true.
If you're not that popular at school, like, don't worry. Like, neither was I, and I had the same room, and things worked out for me. And the kid goes, oh, I'm actually quite popular.
So. I'm actually slaying the puss, so fuck off.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and he's like, oh, well, if you're not good with the ladies, like, mate, I am destroying the puss. And he goes, oh, if you're not good at sports, like, I'm the captain of the basketball team. And Adam Sandler goes, well, you're getting 60 million every movie, you fucking little piece of shit. Fuck you. Yeah. I've got this Netflix deal and you're just a piece of shit in high school.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes these can go south. They'll let you in, but it's not good in there.
I've got it, you loved. So in conclusion, let me know on the episode thread what you would do, because I'm the same. I'm a bit hesitant. I think the letter's a good middle ground, and it gives them a very easy out.
They just don't do anything and they carry on the rest of their life and whatever.
Do you think it's a little bit less, I'm here to rob you if you've gone out of your way? Because if I say my grandfather, his name, he built this on this, it adds a bit of weight.
Yeah, it's totally. Okay. It's like a nice story.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there's any question of it being a nice story, but it seems like a lot of effort to go to if you were just trying to rob someone.
That's what I mean. It's like.
Yeah, like you wouldn't do that. You would just break in.
He's done a lot of research. Yeah, I could have just driven my ute into the back of some shop and cleaned out a servo.
Yeah. I could have set fire to an ATM machine and taken all the money out. Good.
I got to love to see it here.
As an example.
For, like, hypothetically. Tarpa Sean McGee has brought to my attention one of the great Instagram accounts of our generation, which is all of them, because Instagram has only been around for one generation. She goes, anytime I'm in a bit of a doom scrolling, or I'm just, you know how you're seeing other people's highlights reel, you're judging people.
I just feel like shit.
And she goes, every time this account pops up, it just brings me back and just go, how good's life? I'm all good. It's called Obscurest Vinyl. And I'm going to put on my radio announcer voice and just like take you through a couple of the songs, and the links are what I've sent to you.
Amazing. Okay, hang on.
This week on Obscurest Vinyl, Rodney Munch performs It's Time to Take a Shit on the Company's Dime. And tell me what the picture is that you can see there, Tony.
So it's a business guy. Checking his watch. He's in like a suit.
But it's an old vinyl cover.
They've like made this in, obviously made it in Photoshop or whatever.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Click on the next one. Okay. It is Vito Lovejoy. I'd really like to get into your pants because I've just shit mine.
I'd really like to get in your pants because I just shit in mine. I just can't stop ruining all of these pets. I'm just shitting and shitting and shitting and I ain't ever quitting. Trying to get in your pants because I keep fucking shitting in mine.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this a gag or are they real vinyls?
Obscurest Vinyl. And the next one.
No, they must be like songs that they've made up for this.
And up next, Alza Rigoli's Quit Jizzing in My Hot Tub.
Oh my, I don't think I can click on this one. Because I don't want someone to stop jizzing in my hot tub.
Go on.
You gotta quit jizzing in the hot tub. You're making the water all fucking gross. You gotta quit jizzing in the hot tub. I don't wanna be stewing in your splooge. I got white hot.
I don't wanna be stewing in your splooge. Oh. And me paws are full of your population paste.
but thank you, Sean McGee, for sharing Obscurest Vinyl.
That is fucking one of a
and
kind.
And the retro 60s vinyl covers.
There's no way that they've got to have
quit
made them.
Quit jizzing in my hot tub because you're making the water roll gross.
Fuck, that's a... Send the people that live in your grandparents' house that and just be like, just sending you a little gift.
And if not, just enjoy this obscure vinyl called I'd Really Like to Get in Your Pants because I just shit in mine.
It sounds like an Auntie Donna sketch. My you love to see is from Kelsey Pace, who actually submitted this through our form on our website.
Okay.
So on tonyryan.com.au, you can submit confessions, which are all anonymous, but normal or nars, and also just like random stories, or you love to see it.
Yep.
This is actually a little bit of an anti-recommendation. What did you call it the other day, Ryan? You said, what's the opposite of a recommendation? And I said, just don't do it.
Yeah. We need a word for that.
Kelsey says, I'm a newish tarper and the only time I get to catch up on the podcast is at night when I'm like rocking my baby to sleep.
Mm, yep.
I wish I could listen to Tony and Ryan, but I just can't. There have been too many nights that I can't help myself from laughing out loud and I wake my baby up.
No, the baby likes the vibration.
The other night I was having a giggle to whatever was said on the podcast and my sweet 18-month-old daughter started giggling as well.
Oh, did your 18-month-old daughter start giggling when Tony said it'll be the second cock I've sucked this morning?
And I mean, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
And the 18-month-old goes, oh, Mom, that sounds fun.
Kelsey said, joy through osmosis, you bloody love to see it. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's really fun.
That's great. It's great. And shout out to the young one as well, obviously.
Yep. Big fan of the podcast. Huge our littlest fan. Tarper. Thank you so much for listening.
Appreciate it, guys.
we're going to go jizz in my hot tub. That is not a euphemism.
Seriously, go and check out Obscurist.
It is funny.
Vinyl. There's a whole page of that shit.
Fuck. People are so creative.
Quit jizzing in my hot tub. You're making the water all gross.
Do you know what's funny is that you don't know the words to many songs, but you've taken to that one very quickly.
Well, someone who's taken time to shit on the company dime many times before, I feel like there's my areas.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for a very niche audience.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thanks so much for listening. We'll chat to you tomorrow with some normal or Nas.
Love you. Bye.